Blog Talk Radio.
Is all about kids and money. We are taking financial education to the next level, creating financially smart kids. That's right. This is Secure Your Life, and today it is all about your kids, your money, and your plans. Today we are talking about funding your kids' education. That's right. But before we do anything, we must play our disclaimer, and right after that, we'll get right into our subject matter for today, which is funding your kids' education, and I am your host, Diamond Taylor, and we'll be right back after our disclaimer.
Welcome to Secure Your Life. It is time for us to do a little housekeeping and give you our disclaimer. The views and opinions expressed on the show may not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the host, the sponsors, this station, and Paragon Productions. The content and or information that is referenced and referred to on this show is intended for entertainment and informational purposes only. We encourage our listeners to seek direct consultation from qualified, licensed, and certified professionals. The purpose of the show is to provide you an open forum where one is free to express his or her opinion in a no-holds-barred discussion about money, personal finances, and business matters. Now, it is time for you to sit back and participate and enjoy the show. And once again, thank you for joining us for Secure Your Life.
Okay, we are back. And if you just tuned in, you're listening to Secure Your Life. Today is all about your kids, your money, your plans. And I am your host, Diamond Taylor. And today, we are talking about funding your kids' education. That's right. And before we do anything, I'd like to talk to you about our word of the month. We're talking about being proactive. That's right, proactive. We're going to actually take action and not sit back and wait for things to happen. We're going to be proactive in our approach to helping you find funding for your kids' education. So we have some great tips today. I'm going to start off with some, since this is tax season, we're going to talk about some tax breaks that you can actually get for trying to fund your kids' education. Many parents and grandparents are aware of the benefits of the 529 college savings plan. Earning these plans grow tax-free. That's right. When you put money aside for these plans, they are tax-free. And withdrawal aren't taxed, even if the money is spent on higher education. So for the accounts for your beneficiaries. So therefore, when you put money into the 529 plan, it is tax free, which is very important to parents. I know it was very important to me. However, you do have to understand this, that in the 529 plan, such as a match grant, as well as state income tax deductions. However, the tax code offers several other benefits to help make it easier to pay for college. They include the following: the Coverdell Education Savings Account. Like the 529 plan, these vehicles offer investment income and withdrawals for education expense free of taxation. The catch, though the contributions are limited to $2,000 per year per student, the students must be under the age of 18 when the account is open. So let me repeat that again. If you want to take advantage of the Coverdell Education Savings Account, it is like the 529 plan. These vehicles offer investment income withdrawals for education expenses free of taxation. There is a catch, however, and the contributions are limited to only $2,000 per year per student, and the student must be under the age of 18 when the account is open. With the 529 plan, contributions cannot exceed the amount needed to pay the beneficiary's education. But just about all 529 plans are limited to the and not to exceed $250,000. So understand that if you are taking advantage of the 529 plan, there is a limit and it cannot exceed over $250,000. Nevertheless, the Coverdell EAS offers some significant advantages. For one, these plans offered by the number of financial firms and institutions. So you can find these at a wide range of financial institutions. Once you set up the account, you have a broad range of investments in which to choose from. If you're an expert investor, you can directly invest with the Coverdell contribution where you like, into a low-cost mutual fund, for example, or into investment with exceptional upside potential. Now, with the 529 plan, which are professionally managed, you have less control. Moreover, the 529 plan limits tax-free withdrawal to post-high school expenses, which means with the 529 plan, that plan is only for college expenses. Now, here again, we have some great news for you all who would like to take advantage of the Coverdell. With the Coverdell plan, you can tap the account to cover expenses for kindergarten to 12th grade, as well as covering your college bills, which is going to still be tax-free, and I'm pretty sure that is some really important information. So the Coverdell plan does cover K through 12, as well as your college bill. Now, if you're paying for private school for academic tutoring, it's also covered. The Tax Relief Act of 2010 extends the tax provision of the Coverdell ESAs through this year. That's right, through the year of 2012. So you're covered with the Tax Relief Act from 2010 all the way until 2012. And for couples who are married, your income cannot exceed $190,000 to make the full $2,000 Coverdell contribution. And if you are a single taxpayer, your income is limited to not being over $95,000. Now, if that is a problem for you, we have some great things that you can do if you would like to still take advantage. If your income is over $95,000 and you're single, there's some things that you can actually do to still take advantage of the Coverdell plan. Now, what you can do is you can find someone who has a qualifying income, perhaps a retired grandparent, who can make the $2,000 contribution on your behalf. So there are some great news there that you can actually still take advantage of the Coverdell plan if your income exceeds the amount that they want you to have. If you have a retired grandparent, the grandparent can actually make that contribution on your behalf. So that is some excellent news that I am pretty sure you would want to take advantage of. Here's some other tax credits. Both American Opportunities and the Lifetime Learning Credit are also available through 2012 to offset college costs. You can't use both on the same child, though. That's the only disadvantage. You can only use one or the other. You can use American Opportunity, or you can use a Lifetime Learning Credit on your taxes for 2012 to offset the cost of college. Now, remember, you can only use one of those. You can't use both of those on the same child. Okay, of the two, the American Opportunities Tax Credit offers a better deal. The tax savings is up to $2,500 per student. To save $2,500, you must spend at least $4,000 on tuition, fees, books, and supplies or equipment. Now, let me repeat that again. Out of the two, out of the American Opportunities and the Lifetime Learning Credit, the American Opportunities offers the best deal because you can save on taxes up to $2,500 per student. But you have to spend at least $4,000 on tuition, fees, books, supplies, or equipment. Other conditions may apply. To take advantage of the American Opportunities Tax Credit, you must pay expenses for students in the first 4 years of post-high school education who is pursuing an undergrad degree and is going to school at least part-time. To get the full $2,200 tax credit, your income cannot exceed $80,000 for single taxpayers and $160,000 for those who are filing joint on their return. The tax phased out of the income for $90,000 on single and $180,000 for those of you all who are filing joint. So remember, the American Opportunities Tax Credit is funded 40% refund. That means you get a 40% refund. Thus, the tax claim credit is $2,500 is granted to you for which will help you on your taxes. So that is some great, great news. If you just joined us, we are talking about your kids, your money, your plan, and you're listening to Secure Your Life. We're talking about funding your kids' education, and we just went over some really great tax tips on funding your education for your kids because this is tax time. So for those of you all who have children that are in college or on their way to college, you're definitely going to want this great information. If you joined us and you're in the chat room, I'll be there in just a second. You can please post your comments and or questions if you have any. I'll be glad to read them and also try to answer those questions for you over the air. We're going to keep our topic moving right along, and we have some other great tips on how to help you fund your kids' education. Sending your kids to college does not mean that you have to go broke doing it, so you can cancel that second mortgage. Here are some surprising new ways to fund a great education for a lot less than the list price. That's right. You can actually fund your kids' education without going broke, which I'm pretty sure parents and grandparents alike will be happy to hear some of these great strategies that I have prepared for you all today in this episode of Secure Your Life, Your Kids, Your Money, Your Plans, and I'm going to give you some great strategies. Strategy number one, for those of you all who are trying to send your children to college without breaking the bank, go to a big name school for 2 years. Here's a trick to that. Start your children off at a community college if you cannot afford a four-year university right off the bat. By saving those 2 years on a community college, you can actually transfer to an elite public or private university. Here's the thing. Most importantly, when you decide to use this strategy, your children need to take advantage of getting all of their general ed credits taken care of at the community college, because those credits are, that's right, transferable. And not only are they transferable, but it makes economic good sense on the parents' behalf, because instead of you paying a whole lot of money for the university for those same classes, you can actually take advantage of the community college, have your children take their general ed classes, which are transferable at a cheaper price. So here's a trick. If your child does really well at the community college and they earn good grades, they can transfer to an elite public or private university. And the beautiful part of this approach is that their degree will be formed at a four-year school. That's right. So when they actually graduate, it will state on their diploma and their degree from the four-year university, which is tantamount, excellent, perfect, because then if they want to go to postgraduate, then it already says that they have went to a prestigious college where they have actually graduated with their BA or BS degree, so which is perfect, perfect, perfect. Now, the math on this is how the math breaks down is this. The average cost of a private university, including tuition, fees, room and board, is upwards of $30,000 at a state school. It's $13,000 if your child goes to a community college and lives at home. So see the big savings there. You go from $30,000 to $1,300 because a child is actually going to a community college. The per credit hour class rate is cheaper. So from $30,000 in an in-state school to $13,000 if your child goes to a community college for the 2 years, and the average price is $2,000 a year at a community college. That leaves you a whopping saving of $22,000 if your child transfers to a public school after the 2 years, and if your child transfers to a private school, which totals discount of $56,000. Still, you have reserved the community college, and parents have a question concerning how do you address that? Can my child really get a good education at a two-year college? Of course they can. The facilities at the college may not be as elite as the four-year university, but do understand that their professors have tenure at elite institutions. Therefore, your child is definitely going to get a great education at the two-year community college. And let's face it, why spend more money on general education classes when you don't have to, when your child probably doesn't even have a major yet? So therefore, an undeclared major, the most important things that you can do if you're going after a liberal arts degree at that point at a two-year university is to make sure that you're taking all of your general education classes at the community college. Now, here's tip number two. What are the top community colleges and how do you find them? There are no national rankings, but guess what? If you do your homework, you can actually find some of the best community colleges, and I'm going to give you a website that you can go to. It's called the American Association for Community College, and it has an interactive college directory. And you can actually go to www.aacc.nche.edu. And I'm going to give that once again. If you would like a directory of all of the best community colleges that are in your area, you can go to www.aacc.nche.edu, and they will give you a list of the community college directory. Now, here's some other great tips that you probably need to start thinking about. When your child is choosing a school, you want to make sure that your target schools, according to their size, their cost, the major that your child would like to be in, and typically their ACT scores. And therefore, you'll have a better chance of an outlook of what you're possibly looking at, dollars and cents, when looking and narrowing down the possibilities for schools. Once you've narrowed it down to the possibilities, you can actually go on another website that tells you Council of Higher Education Accreditation online directory will actually help you find the list of accredited schools and what classes you need to take that are definitely transferable from your community college to a four-year university or college. And that is www.chea.org. That is www.chea.org. And you can get a list of everything that you need and the steps necessary for transferring from a community college to a university, which will be excellent and great. If you just joined us, you are listening to Secure Your Life. We are talking about your kids, your money, your plans. And today we are talking about funding your kids' education, and we are being proactive because proactive is our word for the month. We are actively moving in the direction and not waiting until things happen to us. We are proactively giving you the best tips around on how you can fund your children's education. Now we're going to move on to our next tip, which is going to be how to find the best scholarships for a community college student. Yes, believe it or not, you can actually find scholarships. There are two major national funds for Coca-Cola Scholarship Foundation and Jack Ken Cook Foundation, websites of Phi Theta Kappa, the two-year college honor society. And you can actually find funding and financial aid through them as well. So if you'd like more information about these scholarships, you can go to www.scholarshipswithans.ptk.org. Again, that is www.scholarships.ptk.org. And you can get all of the information on how to apply for those scholarships for the Phi Theta Kappa Honor Society. They have scholarships as well as financial aid sources for those parents who would like information on that. And our strategy number two, get private school quality at public school prices. Let me repeat that. That's right. You can get private school quality education at public school prices. You got to do your homework, though. In order to do this, you must do the following. There are several public schools in your state. Picking the right one for your child is a major, major. So if you pick the right schools, you can actually get the same quality education that you would if you would have chosen a private school, but you don't have to spend the big bucks for it. If your child knows what she wants to or he wants to major in, ask the admissions office how long would it take on average for students in that department to graduate. 4 years is the norm. So if your answer to the question is 4 years and a half or more, it may mean that you may need to take more qualifying classes that are not offered in every term. You probably need to take on some extra classes in the semester that you're getting ready to graduate. And therefore, that translates to bigger bucks if the longer they stay in school. So therefore, if they actually take the time to know exactly what they want to do and declare their major pretty quickly, then they can get some of their gen ed classes taken care of as well as some of those major classes. This is why we suggested that you also, if your child does not have a major yet, to take advantage of the community college opportunity and then transfer to the university for the 4 years, because then they can take their major classes, because 9 times out of 10, it's harder to get those major classes transferred. Easier to get those general education classes transferred. If you're worried my child is feeling overwhelmed by the lack of individual attention at a big state school, we have some good tips for that as well. You may want to consider a university with an honors college or one of the smaller colleges instead of the big, huge college. For example, if your child was looking at Central Florida, then they're funneled down to 1,700 students. If you choose another school, they may even have an even smaller student ratio, which means your child will definitely be able to get the education that they need in order to be successful. Even in-state tuition can stretch a bit, but the government does have some help for you. So this is what you need to do. To get a rough idea of what you're looking at and what you may qualify for, you may need to sit down with a financial aid advisor. You can also go online to www.finaid.org. That's fineed.org. And you can get some great tips on paying for college without breaking the bank and going broke. You can go to finaid.org. That's finaid.org. And they will give you some great advice. Believe me, you don't want to go at this alone, and you do want to start early. The earlier, the better. Like they say, the early bird gets the worm. So it is very important that you do start off early. We are talking about your kids, your money, your plans, and funding your kids' education. We're going to have to do a part two to this because I have some more great hot tips for you. Those parents who are sending their kids to college next year, and those of you all who have less than 2 years, your children are a junior this year, and they'll be a senior in high school next year, so you have 2 years before they get ready to go to college. Next week we're going to be talking about College Crisis Savings 101. You can slash the prices, too. Don't panic if you have 1 or 2 years left before your kid graduates from high school. We will have some great tips for you. So next week we're going to talk about College Crisis Savings 101, and we're also going to talk about the 5 overlooked sources for college scholarships, finding tips, finding money for your kids' education, how not to break the bank. So until next week, I'd like for you to definitely join me next week. But before we go, I have to tell you some great tips, parents. That's right. Did you know that you can save money and you can also earn some money? That's what we're talking about. Great tips on how you can earn money on and get paid for errors that are on your credit report. If you would like information about this, how you can earn money back for errors that are on your credit report, please shoot me an email at info@secureyourlife.net. That is info@secureyourlife.net, and we spell Secure Your Life, S-E-C-U-R-E, the word your, Y-O-U-R, and life is always spelled with a Y on our show. It's S-Y-F-E.net, so that's info@secureyourlife.net. If you would like information on how you can earn money and get paid for errors that are on your credit report, Secure Your Life is hosting a great program for that. So until next week on Your Kids, Your Money, Your Plan on Secure Your Life, I'm saying goodbye and have a great day and a great rest of your week.